Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy. Welcome back to another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. The Big Yellow Sticky Podcast is sort of your director's commentary track for all the content that I publish over at BigYellowSticky.com, where for the past almost 5 years, 2019 is the beginning of my fifth year, every day I post a brand new little bit of wisdom, a motivational message, an inspirational insight, scribbled onto a 3x3 yellow post-it note with Sharpie markers, written by my hand, and shared with the world. Like I said, I've been doing that. This is now going on the fifth year, and I thought it might be interesting this year to create a commentary track to go along with each of the yellow stickies that I post, because I usually have more to say about the topic. There's some thought or there's an experience behind the message, and you don't get a whole lot of space on a 3x3 note to elaborate and deep dive into some of the advice, or kind of think of it as a mini workshop on the topic. Today is episode 27 of the podcast, and the date is January 27th, 2019. The title of today's Big Yellow Sticky is Finish Defining. And the text on the note reads, "If you can't find the solution, you haven't yet finished defining the real problem. If you can't find the solution, you haven't yet finished defining the real problem. Well-defined problems usually present their own solutions. The more you know about a problem, the easier it becomes to solve. You see, if you only have a general idea about the challenge you're facing, almost any idea for a solution will do, and that means almost any idea will pop into your head. If you really understand the problem, the things causing it, previous attempts to resolve it, people and departments affected by the problem, costs associated with the problem, lost profits as a result of the problem, when the problem occurs, the people in a position to notice and bring attention to the problem first, and whatever else you can learn about the challenge you're facing, any number of potential solutions will come to mind. As a matter of fact, even though I'm just talking about an imaginary problem, I'd bet that just given the way I describe some of the elements connected or impacted by the fictional challenge, that your brain probably already started working on a solution or it triggered some additional questions to ask about the problem. So in summary, if you're having a problem coming up with solutions, go back and learn more about the problem. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert of new content posted to Big Yellow Sticky, you can go to BigYellowSticky.com, click on the Get Sticky link, and enter your email address. Each day, whenever I create a new post, you will get an email alert that has the new art, the new design of the sticky note that I posted, as well as a link to the podcast, so you can listen to the episode just like this one. If you'd like to know more about me and the problems I solve, you can go to DonTheIdeaGuy.com, and I can almost guarantee that there will be an email list for you to sign up there as well. It's not a daily alert, but I do message you about once a month with a link to a creative resource, maybe another idea on how you can improve the quality of your ideas and put more of your concepts into action. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope to see you back here again tomorrow on the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast.